Welcome to Real Talk Love Therapy. I'm Eli.
I'm Daisha.
Where we cut the bullshit, challenge stereotypes of what love looks like for the millennial age. This week's episode, who has the better dating profile? It is shout out time. We have to give a shout out to Max Iglesias. We have to give our shout out to Rosario Solano, Patrick McMurray, Crystal LeBlanc. Thank you so much for pledging, keeping this going. We literally can't do this without these pledges. So if you want to be a part of the shout out club, patreon.com/realtalklovetherapy. Enjoy.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I haven't been on Tinder and all that shit in like a year and a half. So I don't know.
You're the one that wanted to do this.
I know that, but I'm just saying, I wasn't saying like whose is better. I was just like, we should review each other's dating app to see like what critiques we would have.
Review each other's dating apps.
Yeah.
So I want to hear about your history with dating apps. I'll go into mine after yours. But what's
yours
the history?
Yours is going to be a long hostery.
Hashtag hostery. The hostery. It's like a dramatic movie coming out in theaters.
All right. My history with dating apps. So it's so funny. I got on Tinder. So what, Tinder came out in like 2013, 2014. Well, I feel like it's been around since like 2012, but like I didn't get on it until like 2014. Like I was graduating. I feel like dating apps were still kind of like I was still terrified to meet guys on dating apps. So like I would like swipe just to like boost my self-esteem because like, well, where I went to school, like no one, by the time I got to senior year, everybody looked like a baby. And there was nobody in my grade that I was really interested in. And so it was just like, but I was still scared to go out on dates on
these apps. Wait, 2014, you were in high school.
No, 2014, I graduated college.
You're a senior in college?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah. So I started dating apps probably like a few months prior to graduation was when I think I created my first Tinder profile. And again, like I was saying, so my senior year of college, I wasn't really attracted to anyone that was around, but I was still terrified of actually going out and meeting someone. Even though I had a friend, she had been on dating apps since I think like sophomore year. Like that was just kind of how she met guys. She was like, fuck all this college shit. I'm not about this.
What?
Yeah, she was not about it at all.
That's like such a waste of social opportunity. You'll never get college social life ever again. Like that's crazy to me.
I mean, if you met this friend, let's just say her name was I don't know and I don't care. Like that was just kind of like, that was her thing.
She's, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, so she was always about dating apps. I was still terrified of it. We actually got into a little tiff, I remember, about it, because she made a joke about, like, trying to make, like, a dating profile for me. And then, like, I don't know why I took it so seriously, but I was just like, can you please not do that? Because I think I just felt that she would do that. And she was like, I wouldn't. I was just fucking with you. Like, that's how much I didn't want to fuck with dating apps. I know. I think about that now, and I'm like, I don't know why I took that to the heart so hard. So yeah, I was very scared of them at first. Eli is sitting here swiping as I'm speaking.
Look, it's addicting. I deleted this and you made me download it again.
Oh my God, I just can't even.
I'm in Hollywood. There's a different batch of ladies in Hollywood than Burbank, okay?
Anyway,
I'm sorry, go on. All right,
I'm sure the hostry, that's what's coming for y'all.
The hostry.
But yeah, so I was terrified of dating apps and then I want to say, I mean, I think I told this story about the guy who, like, I was, like, kind of sexting with. But again, because I didn't really, like, sext or anything like that, I was showing, like, you know, cute little, like, selfies or, like, you know, a little bit of leg, like, me in some shorts.
You're like an Amish person using Snapchat for the first time. Like, an Amish person sexting, it's like, here's my ankle. I'm like, oh, Maude.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, Maude, those ankles looking clean, bae. Like,
I didn't show ankles. I would show more than ankles. Like, I would show my legs in shorts, but, like...
In shorts?
Yeah, like, probably, like, shorts like this. Like, you know, whatever.
What kind of Disney movie level of sexting are you doing
here? Well, because I didn't like sexting. I still don't like sexting. Like, it's just not my thing. And it's like I said, like, you know, revenge porn. You never know what people are going to do with your shit.
So,
like, I like to show things that I'm like, if this leaks, I'll be like, yeah, I was fucking in my shorts. do something. I don't want anything that my mama can come after me for. Okay. At least that could be attributed to me. So, yeah, I didn't really like sexting, and I feel like that was at the point that this was when Tinder was doing Tinder moments. Do you remember Tinder moments?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was like Snapchat for Tinder.
That sucked. That was a weird, sucky era, because you would like match with like I would match with a girl, and then she wouldn't like reply back to me, but then I saw her doing stuff in moments, and I'm like, this is so awkward. Like no one's hanging out, and then I'll take a picture, be like, who wants to hang out? ? And just like no responses or like that or yeah, they would look at it or like it and not respond. It's just weird.
Yeah, no, Tinder moments was definitely a weird era.
It was a dud.
And then I think I'm trying to remember what was my first Tinder date. Like when did I actually feel comfortable enough dating someone off of it? It took a while just because, well, the other thing too is that my priority wasn't really until I graduated college, but I graduated without a job. And so my main priority at that time, like I would just kind of Tinder swipe for fun, but I was still scared of it. And then I ended up getting BuzzFeed, but then I wasn't full time. I was an intern. So I feel like I didn't really start Tinder swiping for real maybe until the beginning of 2015. Do you know... Was he my first? So the guy that I did the guy who gave me my first orgasm, I think he might have been my first Tinder date.
I feel like this is a promo for Tinder right now.
I know.
It's like, it's your, thank you, Tinder. Yeah.
No. I think he might have been the first guy that I went out with a date with on Tinder.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm like, don't quote me on that because I'm like not sure, but I'm pretty sure I think that he was the first guy that I went out with on Tinder. Because I think I had been talking to a lot of guys. There were a lot of guys that would ghost me. But, like, he was the first guy that I think I actually went out on a date with.
So, was it from then on, it was like, whoa, I'm, like, Miss Tinder McGee over here. This is Orgasm City. Thank you, Tinder.
Well, like, no, because then after that, like, he and I went through our trials and tribulations. And then, like, you know, eventually we split up. And then, like, I met that other guy that I slept with, and, like, he was really hot, but, like, I didn't feel anything, and so then I went on a break. I mean, I still went on dates with people, but, like, I wasn't sleeping with anyone.
This is really important. So the first date led to what? How long did you talk to this person? How many dates, like, how significant was this swipe match date?
Well, I mean, I think at the time, and I think that's what was hard about it, I feel like when he was swiping for fun, and I was kind of swiping for fun. But then once we met each other and we, like, hung out, I think that's when he realized, oh, crap, like, I think I could really like this girl, and, like, I really liked him. But, you know, going through our trials and tribulations, like, I think that, you know, he realized, and eventually I was able to see it, that, like, he was in no place, shape, or form to be dating someone like that.
Well, how long did that last, though?
That was maybe... So, from our first date to when I last saw him, so I would say that we... So, he used to live down in Long Beach, so I would see him once a week. So, our first date, I want to say, was, like, late November, and then the last time I saw him was on...
There's a lot of details right now. How long was this thing?
Well, because
going on?
Like I remember certain little things. Like I don't know how long. I'm trying to tell you. So I think it was late November, and then the last time I saw him was January. It was New Year's Day. That was the last time I saw him.
That's amazing. That's a success story with Tinder. That's what I'm trying to get to. Is that it always leads to nothing.
I don't know why details are bad for you.
No, like, the details are
like
bad.
I'm
just like, it's
a
simple question. Like,
anybody
how long?
That you... Then, because I'm trying to work through it.
Well, this is the key with Tinder, is that, like, how long? Like, how long did this last? Because with Tinder, it's so quick. It's so instant, where it's like, I had probably over 100, maybe not 100 dates, but like a lot of dates off Tinder that just led to nothing, or... maybe like a month, or maybe just like it just faded away. So it's really important, because this is a success story. This is really rare.
This is
off
a
dating app.
What
this
are you
is
talking
really
about?
Rare.
Like, there are people who have been like, I mean, Mallory is getting engaged and she met her man off Tinder.
It's rare.
I know other people that have met people that have gotten engaged off of Tinder.
Yeah,
like,
so what, they're all women, right? I mean, I'm a guy that knows other guys.
Well, they obviously met a guy on...
But it's rare. I'm in a sea of dicks when it comes to dating apps, where I have to like wave mine around like it's more important or cool or whatever, and I only have one line to get you. If you swipe right on me. So it's like, it's a totally different experience where like, it's such a rarity. Will I match with anyone? Will they reply back? If so, and will it lead to a date? These are like three major gatekeeper doors to get to the damn date off the dating app. So it's like you're willy nilly with a vagina. They're like, oh, match. Me, I'm like, God damn it, nothing.
But they're not even real matches because y'all be not sitting there and matches. Y'all do like the super swipe.
Because no like, one swipes right. If I had to choose and pick and choose, like I would get no dates whatsoever.
But that's because girls actually use it the way it's supposed to be used, which is guys you read it and you figure out if you like the person or not. Y'all just swipe right for anybody and then you go and you pick and choose people.
Because literally we would be on the app until I turned into a skeleton if we did take our time because it wouldn't work. I'm supposed to somehow, against all the other men, just like, no, she's a little too bleach blonde, not my type, no. Hell no! Like, okay, there is a filter. Like, if you're unattractive or if I don't find you attractive, sorry, these dating apps are very visually based.
But my thing that's frustrating about just swiping for everyone at once and then filtering people out is that you've given that person a sense of like, oh, this guy likes me. And then it's actually he doesn't.
Look,
like,
if you're feeling that much love and sense of like failure through just a Tinder match, just delete Tinder, all right? Just delete Tinder because that's just bad.
No, but that's terrible. Just think that's stupid to give somebody that false sense of
false
like...
False sense of what? It's a Tinder swipe match. Literally this finger movement.
See, this is the difference between me and you. You don't give a fuck about anybody that you meet on these things, whereas
I do care.
I try to care.
I care once I get to know them. Like, why would I give a shit if I just saw you with your dog in a pool? Like, oh no, I think I'm gonna be with her for the rest of my life.
Nobody's saying that you have to like think about it like that. I'm just saying that like you could put some care into swiping for who. Like, I feel like that's how the thing was built. It wasn't built for you to just swipe for everybody and then pick people out. It was built for you to actually look at the bios, look at the pictures, and think about whether or not you actually want to swipe.
I don't even think Tinder knows why it was built, okay? I don't even think Tinder knows, because this is the difference between men and women when using this dating space. There's a reason why there's ladies' night. It's not for you because we appreciate you. It's because that's the only way you're going to come with a bunch of dudes. Like, the dudes are going to come in droves because they know it's ladies' night, because the ladies are going to get free drinks, and the guys are going to be there to talk to the ladies. That's the dynamic of what that space is like for single people. So that is it in the digital dating space. Like,
I think it's trash. That's all I got to say.
We did this before.
Real talk, it's trash.
No, we did this before. We did it before where I had your Tinder and you had mine and you had like what, like maybe one match? And then I used your Tinder and it was match. Because and then the guys started messaging you before I even maxed out the matches. And the other thing is a lot of ladies don't know that you can even max out on matches because they have so much dicks flying in their faces.
But again, it's not real dicks flying in my face because y'all all just swipe right and then you pick people off anyway. Like, it's a false sense of like, ooh, I got all these matches, because if y'all all go and unswipe, then I don't.
I would never meet you then. I would never meet you. If I didn't do that, I would never... Listen, this is the other thing, though.
But
I don't swipe
saying...
right on everyone. This is the difference. I don't swipe, like... I'm not, like, watching TV just, like...
But that's what I'm saying is that is a very common guy thing to do, to just swipe right on everyone and then pick it out later. So you're sitting here complaining about how you don't get enough matches, and that's because women are particular about how they swipe.
No. There's a very small percentage of men that just swipe right no matter what. That's like Saturday night, I'm very alone, drunk at my apartment, drinking Mountain Dew. That's what that is. But majority of men will at least look at the photo, go through the photo, see if she's hot or not, then go right or left. But then once you go to that next level, if I'm going to message you, it shows that I am interested in you. Because the message is what's important. If match is a match, sure. But then the second step is if I message you, then you know I'm about it.
This is why I realized that I was single for such a long time, because I just don't like dealing with this.
It's so easy. Why is it anything to deal with?
I don't even
want to
go back. I haven't even, I broke up with my boyfriend and I haven't even touched any of my dating apps since then, because I don't want this.
There's nothing to deal with. It's so easy.
No.
It's so, that's the beauty of it. All you gotta do is that. It's so easy. I don't know why you're so upset by this. It's easy.
No, because I just think that, like, y'all don't, like, girls are taking time to, like, I think this is
because they can. They have the power in the situation.
No, because yes. Y'all don't read shit and you just swipe for anything. No. When no. I have taken time to be like, listen, I don't want to fuck with no motherfuckers that don't meet these qualifications, but you out here just looking at pictures and just swiping mindlessly, and then, you know, you want to take me out, and then we get into something, and then like I realize that you ain't shit.
But
like,
you have the power to choose through what the matches are, through the conversation, and through if you want to then date me. You'll figure out if the guy sucks through the combo of the chatting, because you're going to want to know what he's about, but and do you know me. Also, ladies want to know, like, send me, like, an interesting, pickup line. Send me, read my profile and ask me a question about that. And you know what? Majority of the time I do that. What do I get? No response. And you go on Bumble, where the ladies choose. What responses I get with ladies? Hey, that's it. So
I'm just saying, you saying that nobody's trying to talk to you, and it's because women use it the way that it should be used, and y'all be out here just...
Because, like, how am I supposed to... Like, because you're swiping, like, match, 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 match.
But
like,
I'm saying it's not a real match if you just going to go and unmatch yourself from me later because you went and swiped off all of these people.
I will agree with you on the point of no one should just mindlessly swipe right no matter what. I think there should be some filtration. The most basic filtration that the app has with Tinder is that you should at least look if they're hot or not, go through photos, okay, they seem cool, and
but
then
even
swipe
that,
right.
Like, I don't...
What? That's the whole point of the app.
Not,
what are you talking about?
No. I hate the idea of it just being like, if you're hot or not. Like, I don't...
Everyone has their own preference of what's hot, too. So if whatever you find that's attractive, that's on you. I'm not saying there's like a universal of hotness.
Yeah.
If you think someone's hot, swipe right.
But I just feel like it should be like an also like a combination of like the like reading the bio, looking at the pictures. Like I just don't feel like guys.
And I wish there was no world wars. You know, I wish there was no like pain and racism in America.
That?
I like there's a lot of things I wish, but that's not the world we live in. So it's like I'm gonna swipe right based off of your photos. Because I'm just like,
I'm not
just
saying
going.
You can't just look at the photos. I'm just saying I wish that you would look at the bios because, like, that just makes so much unnecessary work that I have to sift through because you didn't take the time to understand if I worked for you and then. But then,
work.
You know. You
like
know,
I said, it's the way I see the dynamic is literally like, you know, like Toy Story. I'm one of the little green aliens in the pit of little green aliens, and you're the kid that's getting the claw that you're like, which one? Yeah, I guess I get that one. And I'm like, damn it. And I'm like, because it looked like everyone else. Just another match. Because you get shit ton of matches because everyone matches with you. That's the only way I can compete in this game. Because even if you get a shit ton of matches, how the hell are you supposed to find me? I got to message you with a cool line. I got to pick up your interest with the pickup line, with the intro line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I win. Because mm-hmm. that's what intrigues you. Mm-hmm. But I just need to get the match.
Right.
That's what it is. It's simple. It's simple. It's like a card game. It's.
So I'm gonna be single for a couple years. It's fine.
I don't like it. So it's like.
I mean, I'm happy. It's fine.
These are the rules of the game. It's like.
I don't like playing games. I think that's it. I just don't like playing games.
You're playing poker and you're mad because they're using cards. Like I don't know. It's
what?
Like what. It's like that's
you and your analogies today. Someone needs to teach you the definition of an analogy.
I'm just saying.
You are not killing it today.
It's just like that. It's just like that. Well, anyway, I've done Tinder for 2013, 2014. Same time. I remember the moments era. That was weird. So probably like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've been using it for 5 years. And I've only...
That's a lot of details you got going on there.
That's pretty, it's pretty simple. November 12th at 6 o'clock p.m. I used it for 5 years and I only got one relationship out of it. And I talked to people and they're like, oh my God, you got a relationship out of it? That's so great. It's like, yeah, I got a relationship through Tinder and I still don't recommend Tinder to people. Because it's literally like...
Well, I think Tinder is like the bottom of the barrel when it comes to dating apps. Like, you never know what you're going to get. And, like, you know, you just kind of accept that. Like, it's like, I'm not trying to go in there. I go into Tinder with no expectations.
Right.
You literally never know what you're going to get.
That's true. It could be, like, some, like, greasy butt. Or it could be, like, a dapper person where you'll be with them for, like, a year and a half.
Or get engaged. There are people who've gotten married off of their Tinder matches.
Yeah, and it's funny how we're in this era where... like it's normalized, you know. Before it was like, oh, online dating, it's just like weird catfish, weird
and eHarmony.
That's like, for like older people. Yeah. That's like.
But I'm just saying, like those were, I feel like, were the first iterations.
Right,
you were like, oh, online dating is like for those people.
Yeah, you're like a lame, sad loser that lives in his basement, live in your mom's basement. You have to use that or something. Yeah, like that's that was the image. And I remember talking to people that like. It's like, yeah, I'm doing like Tinder and stuff. Like, oh, you do that? You do like OkCupid? Like, oh my God. Wow, that's like so weird. It's so weird. I'm like, no.
OkCupid's like, a lot. Those questions, I like part of me liked it.
I figured
because,
you would like that.
Well, so here's the thing. So part of me did like it because what?
Well, I just think it like timed out, but it's fine.
So part of me did like OkCupid.
Okay.
So part of me did like OkCupid. For that, because I was just like, oh, like these are all like very interesting questions to see how I match up with other people on. But then at a certain point, I was like, this is just too much. Like even for me, this was too much.
Yeah.
How you still got Tinder open?
No, I'm just saying because we're supposed to look at each other's profiles.
But you swiping. You
don't
have your profile.
I'm showing you this process right now.
You don't have your profile open. You just swipe.
No thanks. It's traveler. Okay, sure. not a fan. A little basic. No fan. No thanks.
Oh my God.
So that's the general. You spend some time. You go like,
I mean, you're acting like I've never been on Tinder before.
But I'm saying this is the guy. I don't want you to think like, yeah. So sometimes the worst case scenarios is the worst percentage is that. But you at least do a little this.
But I'm just saying if you're asking me about why I get so many matches, it's because I think that guys generally do that.
No, guys, there's just a lot of dudes that swipe way more than ladies do. I think a lot of ladies don't swipe as much as guys. They don't even max out the swipes. Guys max out the swipes. Women don't even know that that is even a limitation.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's like, because I don't get as many matches. Guys don't get as many matches on here. So, because it's a shit ton of dudes just trying to get it, just like the club.
But I love how you just look at, like, one... You just, like, coughed in my face.
Sorry. But, yeah, that's... I mean, there's some thought into it. You're trying a little hard right there, but sure. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But, yeah, so it's the case where, yeah, I've done it for 5 years. I've had the highs, the lows, the everything in betweens when it comes to dating through Tinder, OkCupid.
Well, did you go into Tinder and these things expecting, like, a long-term relationship out of them?
No, it was just this, like, interesting tool. I mean, I didn't use Tinder, I didn't use dating apps until after college because I had the social life with college, so I didn't need it. So then reality hits you, like, real-world reality hits you where you're not hanging out with your friends every day on campus. So it's like, man, what, I mean, I want to date, I'm lonely. So then you use this app, and it's really interesting where it was the first time I met, like, stranger people that aren't in my circle or don't know this person or don't know that person.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, and I was like, okay, this seems like my main tool to meet people. Because, like, that was that was a way younger version of Eli where I didn't really talk. Like, we talked about this. I don't talk to people IRL a lot. Like,
don't
I didn't,
I
like...
Know.
Okay. Well, I don't go to bars and ask if I could buy you a drink. So, like, it's like, oh, man, there's this app that I could just get the validation that you're interested in me. And also, it's kind of what you were saying where it's, like, the insecurity thing where, like, oh, you're interested in me. So it was almost like a game where it's like, oh, like, I can meet these – I have this instant validation that you're interested in me. So I could play the game now. Like, I start hollering at you because you
play
match.
The game.
and then you're interested, and then we meet. And then I get to know you, and then we hook up and or whatever, and then it fizzles out. But it's kind of, it was just like a fun validation of my own, like, insecurities in a way, in my prior years. And out of just loneliness and adapting to the real world, but...
I think the thing that was hard for me about Tinder is that I'm someone where, like, I feel like I need to know the person, and I know that, like, you're supposed to get to know them through chat, but I just feel like everyone's so, like, I just want to meet you first. And I don't know, I think there's just something, and maybe the media and movies have screwed me up, but I feel like there's just something about, like, developing some sort of, like, companionship first. I think, like, when I think about high school, like, all of the people that I had crushes on or that I really liked, like, we were just friends first, and I just kind of really got to know them, and, like, and then I just kind of realized, like, that there were certain similarities, and then I found them attractive. So, like, I feel like that's just something that I can't really get that with Tinder, is that like I don't feel like, because I feel like initially the pressure going in is that like, oh, like when are we going to have sex, or like, okay, we're both into each other, so like when are we going to take it to this stage? And it's just like, I just feel like I'm someone where like it just takes me a little bit more time. Like I like to like feel stuff out first before you get to any of that. So yeah, I think that's why Tinder was always hard for me, is that, I mean, it also, I think that highlights how Tinder is used with so many different expectations. So there are mm-hmm. some people that use it just to fuck. There are some people that use it because they're looking for a long-term relationship. There are some people that are just kind of like, I'm just out here. And like, but because nobody reads bios, you know, like.
I read some bios.
Oh, okay.
If they look interesting,
that's nice, Eli. Are you every guy on this fucking planet?
No, that's true. But I mean, yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, there's guys that read bios. I'm just saying, there's the
bios. I
don't
feel like there's enough of y'all that do.
Because, I mean, well, match first and read bios later. That's the usual way to do it. But I guess to continue the breakdown, Tinder's more just like a free for all of, you may get something, you may get nothing, you may get everything. Where OkCupid is like way more details and information and little breakdown, which I met like one of my best friends off OkCupid, which was really interesting. And she had like everything that I was interested in based off like all the information breakdown, like, oh, movies, bands, like all these questionnaires. Like, it's kind of cool where what I liked about it is like it was that questionnaire and you could see the percentage of how long you match mm-hmm. and everything you disagree on. Mm-hmm. And there's certain things where it's like, oh, she's a smoker or she does a lot of drugs, or like these certain little dynamics, oh, she's a little freaky. But you could play on that, which was cool. But and I liked OkCupid more than Tinder for a while.
So you know what was funny? OkCupid is the site that I always got recognized on.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like that was always like, and there were people would be like, oh my gosh, I know who you are. Like, you don't have to answer, but like, I just want to tell you, like, I think you're great. And then I'd be like, I don't know how to answer this. but OkCupid, I always got recognized on. I also just feel like I got like, so I don't think I ever went out on a date with anyone on OkCupid, because I just feel like, the guy, well, I remember there was one guy I was talking to who literally just wanted to fuck in his car, and I just, like, couldn't bring myself to do it. Like, I almost, like, wanted to, and I was like, no, this is weird. This is really weird. And then this other guy, it was probably maybe the weirdest message I've ever gotten, but he literally, like, I think he might have been a doctor, and he, like, broke down scientifically what he found to be attractive about my face.
That's such a lame move.
But it was weird. It was just like, I can't touch this. This is some next level shit that I just wasn't ready for. Like,
that's weird.
It was one of those moments where I was like, I don't think I'm a basic bitch, but that was the moment where I was like, I think I just needed a basic, like, I think you're cute. Like, do you want to get ice cream?
That's so strange to me. I did Bumble for a second. I feel like Bumble's all just like might be fake model looking white people.
I totally agree on my side as well.
Yeah, it's all like very, very good looking white people that might be fake.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just a bunch of bots.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, this isn't my space.
Yes.
Like, it's like an Australian app or something.
Snaps to that. It was so weird. I like literally remember going through Bumble and being like, this shit's fake.
Yeah.
Nobody talks on it. Everybody, like, Bumble always like accrued like the hottest people that you just couldn't believe would actually be real people. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad for them if we matched. I'm like, really? Like, you could do way better than this. But that was the only one. And then Plenty of Fish, that was the other one I used.
I never did Plenty of Fish.
Oh my God, Plenty of Fish is...
I heard it was pretty ratchet.
It's so ratchet. It's hilarious how ratchet. I feel like everyone in, like, I don't know, like, everyone from, like, the shit towns that are, like,
yeah,
that's their app.
Yeah, is it a Midwest thing? Because...
It's a Midwest thing, and then I did it in LA too, and it's just as ratchet. I feel like it's a ratchet network. No offense to anyone that uses like Plenty of Fish, but there's people that like, hey, for meetups, hit me up at this number. Like there's hookers, there's a lot of weird different things there. It's very interesting.
My friend who was into dating apps, like she would spend a lot of time on Plenty of Fish. And then, you know what's crazy? So my boyfriend with the racist parents, when he and I got together, his best friend, who was a black girl, was dating this guy that she met off of Plenty of Fish. And what's nuts is that, so they literally started dating the same time that we started dating. And then I think he and I had broken up like 6 months later. 6 months later, they were engaged with a baby on the way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was off of, what, Plenty of Fish?
Plenty of Fish.
That is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That must have been an accident. If it's Plenty of Fish, there's no way that was planned. Plenty of Fish is a hot ass mess. I met a girl off Plenty of Fish. She was like a mom. That was like my first mom. It felt so cool. And she was
you dated a mom?
She was the oldest lady I've ever dated. We didn't really date, we just like hooked up for a couple months. But she was like lived in Indiana when I lived in Chicago, and she was like in her 30s, and I think I was like 23, 24 at the time. And she like just got out of divorce. And like dealing with all these like problems.
Oh, you were her rebound.
I was her rebound. I was like her youthful rebound. And I totally loved that role. It was amazing. Oh my God. Because like she told me, she's like, yeah, I caught my husband in a hotel room in a bed with an 18-year-old guy. And I was like, oh, shnikes. And he's like the worst and this and that. So I just want to get away and like have fun. And I was like, it was an amazing experience. I loved it. And
amazing chapter in your hostry.
It was an amazing chapter in the hostry books. That will be a memorable one. And then I guess that was my only experience with that app, and then I kind of deleted it because it was just too much. And then my craziest OkCupid moment was probably, I did this in a BuzzFeed video, it was like worst dates, but I met her at a bar down the street from my house, and she drove there. And we started talking and stuff, and she was like, yeah, guys are so... Well, first off, I was like, what's your worst date? Because that's the stereotypical question. It's like, what's your worst Tinder date? Okay, Cupid date, yeah. And she's like, oh, there's this like this drug dealer guy who said, hey... She's like, I live with my parents, so he asked, can I leave this like pound of pot at your parents' house while we go on the date? Because I don't want to like, bring it around. And I was like, okay, fine. So, like, oh, I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. Haha, I know. So terrible. And then later on in the conversation, she's like, yeah, guys just don't say no. Like, for the last month, I've just been fucking dudes off OkCupid in the back of my car because I live with my parents. So, yeah, me and the druggy guy. I'm like, wait, the druggy guy? Like, you banged the druggy? Like, I thought he was one of your worst date experiences, and you banged him in the back of your car? So she was like, yeah. So it's like, what's up? You want to, like, hook up in the back of my car? And I'm like... Nah, yeah. I'm all right. I'm okay. It was a little too much, a little too open. I was like, I didn't want to be another notch in the old belt, too. It's like, man. But anyway, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of tired. I'm going to go home. She's like, oh, let me drive you. I'll drive you home. I was like, fine. She drives me home. I'm just like thinking of what that back of their car looked like if you had a black light. And then she drops me off. She's like, oh, I really got to use the restroom. Can I come up? And I'm like, fine. She comes up. She's like, oh, man, where's your bedroom? It's like, well, the restroom's over there. So she goes to the restroom. She's taking forever. And I'm like, God, what the hell's taking her so long? Comes out.
Naked.
Butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
Butt-ass naked. I turn around. She's like, what's up? And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, this is ridiculous. I had roommates sleeping in their rooms, by the way. And she's butt-ass naked in my hallway. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that's when I flipped out. Because if it was the other way around, I would be in jail.
Yeah. You
would. So I was like, this is insane. I was like, get your shit together and get the hell out of my apartment. So she like got dressed all quick, and I pushed her out. It's like, this is so, it's a turn on. You're turning me down. This is so hot. I had to block her off OkCupid because she couldn't stop blowing me up. She's like, oh, it's so hot. You're the only one to deny me. Yada, yada, yada. I'll do this to you. I'll do that to you. And I had to like just block her on there.
Wow.
It was the most...
It's crazy. Yeah. You really should write a hostry.
I need to write a hostry. I need to write a hostry. I really do. There's been some stories. I had some great moments, some terrible ones, and everything in between.
You're like, and then what happened?
And then we hooked up a month later in the back of a car. But yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. I think it makes it more difficult for dating.
So it's so funny because... I want to say, so for a while, it took me a while. So again, like when I first started using dating apps, I was very scared. So I wasn't really using them. And then when I finally, like, I got hired at BuzzFeed, I was like, okay, like, let me try this. It just felt like I was getting ghosted, like, left and right. And it was so weird to me because it would get to the point where, like, we would exchange numbers. I would have full out conversations with these people. And then when it came the night of, like, meeting up, it was like they didn't exist.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? They ditched you or what do you mean?
They just wouldn't answer. I'd be like, hey, like, are you still ready to, like, meet up tonight? silence.
Damn.
Yeah, yep. And that happened for like a good couple of months, and then I want to say it wasn't till the end of like 2015. No. And so it was after I had met my first Tinder date, and that guy, and like we went through our trials and tribulations, that then I started, I think, dating people a little bit more regularly or meeting people a little bit more regularly. But I want to say, I'm trying to think, I think I've gotten most of the dates that I've had from Tinder. And then what's funny is that, so right before I got booed up, I started using an app called Hinge. And I had had Hinge before, but Hinge used to be totally different. It used to be like meeting with your friends of a friend, and like nobody ever talked on it. And then they did this like revamp. And so then that's where I met my last boyfriend, and he was my first date off of that app. And then we just like, we hit it off. Although I will say, I think that the downside to Hinge that I had always saw as an upside, but me and my last boyfriend were dealing with some of our issues, I realized, so Hinge, basically their whole thing is that it's not about swiping. So basically, the way that the profile is formatted is you're scrolling up. And so that way it kind of forces you, and the pictures are intermingled with fun like prompts that they make you fill out. So in the process of looking at the pictures, since everyone only just wants to look at the pictures, it's also kind of forcing you to get to know the person. And so I remember I really vibed with him because he was like, oh, I love watching TED Talks, and like he had some funny stuff, and I was like, oh, I really like that. But I realized that like there were certain key things about myself that I didn't necessarily get to write in my bio that he would understand, like how I'm a very driven person.
Such a Daisha thing to say.
What?
But it's just like, I think there's like some key things about me and who I am that I didn't put on there, like, miss, I have
no,
all
I
these
couldn't.
Boards about who I am and
listen,
what I'm about.
Listen, you
like,
need to fucking stop coming from my
I feel like your bio
board,
is like a novel length, like... I feel like you really Leslie Knope your profile.
No,
feel like there's like
I'm just very direct. I was like, listen, like, you know, I'm somebody that, I mean, we can read it because I haven't changed it in like a year and a half.
Okay.
But like, you know, I believe I was just very straightforward about how I'm someone that like is very driven. I want somebody that has stuff going on in their life. And like, yeah. And like, and what was hard about my last relationship is that my ex-boyfriend was more of like a 9-to-5 kind of energy, and I'm a very like hustler, go-getter, out here doing stuff. And so that was where I felt like we experienced a lot of tension, that I was like, man, like, why doesn't he know this? And I was like, oh, well, that wasn't really something that I could put on my Hinge profile.
I mean, I'm sure you could have had the conversation, I don't know, like in the first date about who you are as a person.
No, I'm not saying that like because I didn't put that key detail on there, like that fucked everything up. But I'm just saying that I realized in that moment that like that's something that I've always had on my profiles. And like, I feel like if you read that, like, maybe he would have, it might not have stopped him, but it would have given him an indication. I just kind of felt like we had gotten to a point in the relationship where it was just like, I was like, why is this so like, why do I feel like we're rubbing up against each other really hard? Like, why does this not feel like it's going as smoothly as it should be? And it's like, oh, well, I feel like that wasn't really something that was articulated about the way in which we like to go through the world.
I feel that. That's true. I think about the girlfriend I met on there, and
well, where did you meet your last girlfriend from?
It was Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Tinder. That went down on Tinder. And yeah, she was pretty hot. We always joke around because I told her her profile's weak. Like, it was like I wasn't really interested in it.
Well, what was weak about it?
It just wasn't good. She's a really big nerd. Like, she's not like Instagram chic, you know, she's not out here. She's just like, she likes to travel, and she's kind of into nerdy stuff. She took a Star Wars picture.
Mm-hmm.
She took a picture to like next to Star Wars cardboard cutouts, and I was like, "Sweet, Star Wars, dig it." She's kind of a nerd, whatever. But there's none of the like thirst pick up her in a dress, like yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, "Oh, okay, let me get to know her though." And yeah, I think it's the what won me over was the first date. Like if the conversation is cool, like you're liking the lines I'm throwing at you, and the conversation happens,
and they laugh at your jokes.
If you laugh at my jokes, ugh. And also I'm a phone guy. Like, I'll call you before we go out. Like, I think the phone conversation is important because it's a pre-screen. So it's a three interview process.
Oh
when it comes
my
to
god!
Beginning with Eli is that you have the conversation on the app, you have the phone calls, the second interview. and the final interview is face-to-face at that first date. Because I think you could tell a lot through conversation on the phone.
I feel that.
And I don't want to waste the time.
I agree.
If it's not going to vibe. So that's why I'll cut the messaging short where, like, yo, let me get that number so I can then have that phone conversation. Because I'm trying to be a little more immediate with it because, I don't know, I don't want to, I'm not good at, I don't like texting. I just, it's annoying.
I agree. I hate texting as well.
So,
well, I don't know. I feel like it depends on the person. Cause I feel like, so my first Tinder guy, he and I used to message a lot. And I think initially at first I was bothered by it, but then at a certain point, like, I don't know, I guess I grew accustomed to it, but I'm not a texter. I really do like that idea of like calling just to like get to know. Cause I feel like just by hearing their voice, it tells you a lot about them and whether or not it's something you want to continue or not.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and even then, they somehow sneak through. And I have some first dates where I'm like, I'm never going to hang out with you again. Like, right when I hug them, I'm like, I'm not going to see you again. Like, it's not even like a visual thing. It's just like a vibe where it's like, this ain't going to work.
Mm.
Like, I was so jaded by dating when I met my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, where, like, I was like, oh, God. So, like, it's like when you buy them the drink and they don't look interested. Like, they just still look disinterested. I'm like, this is a big-ass waste of time and money. So, like, I bought her the beer and she's still kind of like, whatever. And then we started talking, like, how's work? And then she's like, I mean... And I'm like, this sucks, right? Like, dating sucks. She's like, yeah, I hate this. I'm like, I hate it too. It's like, yeah, you just want to, like, just shoot shit. I'm like, cool. And then we got into, like, nerd stuff and, like, actually having real conversations. So. And that's kind of where, like, okay, I'm going to fall for this girl. Because it was like kind of real, like, because it's like the same bullshit over and over again. But yeah, it's that's at least my situation. But if I could take the time to bless everyone that's listening, the men out there, how to properly set up your Tinder page. Now, I'm post the game, like, I'm over it. I didn't even have it on my phone. I had to re-download it for this episode. But for the people in the game trying to get those matches, because it's hard on
you. It didn't take you very hard to jump back into the game, well, okay, let me tell you.
Anyway, Deja doesn't believe that it's hard out here for men on
no, that it's not so hard for you to be out here. Like, you're like, oh, I deleted it. I thought I found Jesus this weekend, and apparently I found the devil today.
Exactly. Just temptation. So when it comes to the men out there, because ladies take a photo of their knee and that will swipe right. So when for the men out there, there's key photos that you must have in your profile in order to get that right swipe. Now, what that is clean, clear, crisp, well-lit photo of you in casual wear with a dog, with outside activity, with you in formal wear.
I will say formal wear is a good plus.
Yes, formal wear, outdoor activity, with a dog, with a group of friends, so you have a social life. And last one, and this one's key, people sleep on it, you're dancing with your grandma or your mom. And if you have those five photos, men, you'll get mad swipe rights. I have this guy, bless his soul, he's not the best looking tool in the toolbox, but by God, does he get those right swipes because he has those key photos in that profile. Like, I did a dating show with a BuzzFeed production, and the whole point is the lady had to swipe right in a new city, and she totally had a date just based off this one dude's photo with a dog that wasn't even his. So, and it's that easy. Like, ladies, it doesn't matter. You have a cute pup, it's going to be a right swipe, fam.
So I don't give a fuck about dogs, but I will say most of what you said, I was like,
exactly.
All right, Eli. See you.
See? There you go.
Oh, God. I hate I had to give it to you. But yeah, I think I was like, what is this motherfucker about to say? And I was like,
it's right. Real. Playing the game.
Anyway.
The fact that I could get Daisha to agree with me on that, that's how you know it's
gosh.
A clear winner. Check out my book.
Somebody gut me.
Hostry, The Game of Tinder.
I hate you.
It's coming out on shelves on Amazon Books.
I hate you.
Audiobooks coming soon. But yeah, that was the game. Now I'm at a point where
I hate that you call it a game. Like,
it kind of is. It's an app. It's an application. There's a certain rules and that you have to adhere to in order to get what you want, which is a date. And also, it's crazy that we live in an era where we could just get whatever we want while laying in our beds. Like, I can get ass just by laying in my bed. Like, I don't even have to
go out.
Wait,
you want a Postmates ass? Is that what Tinder is, the Postmates of ass?
Depending if who you have, if I have the car lady, yeah, you could probably Postmate some ass. Like, you could, it's just crazy. You could do whatever you want, like, in the comfort of your couch. And that is also love, which is insane. But I'm post that stuff where I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get as many matches, you know, so I could date. Now I'm very clear cut with who I am. In the bio, I break it down from politics to like religion to like everything. So you know exactly who you're swiping right on.
Well, let's break it out.
Okay, we're going to break it out. All right. So this is the new Tinder, by the way, is the Instagrams. So yes, this is my profile. I haven't changed in a while. But
oh my gosh,
okay.
You're 27. Eli's turning 28 in like okay. 2 weeks.
No one needs to know that.
Yeah. All right. So we have Eli in a brown suit and a tie with his glasses.
Got Puerto Rican Malcolm X.
Oh God. All right. So bonus points if you have AC. I'm an odd man who enjoys discussing space and time while enjoying a drink over the soft tunes of early 2000 turn-up jams. Filmmaker. I create internet videos, practice Brazilian jiu-jitsu, travel constantly, also love the Strokes. Looking for someone who thinks Neil deGrasse Tyson is bae. If you're wondering if we will match, hear the song below, and if it doesn't make you reflect, well, there you go. Oh, did you do that little rhyme, little couplet at the end?
I didn't even mean to do that. It's just naturally poetic. I love how the song is, I don't think the song's attached anymore. Mm. Oh, but it's very specific.
You know, let's look at these pictures.
Okay, look at the photos. See, me with a friend.
This doesn't fit your...
It's a wow photo. It's a wow photo. So there's this photo of me in Thailand. I was on stage. There's a good story behind it. That's why.
Yeah,
so,
why are you wearing... It's a Confederate flag bra.
I know. It's age. Didn't age well. But anyway, I'm on stage, and I have a wig on. I'm wearing a Confederate flag bra, and I'm only in my shorts, shirtless. So that's the crazy thing. So you're going to ask, like, what's that thing?
I feel like you missed a lot of woke bays with this one.
Well, then, I don't. You know, if you can't appreciate what that story may be, then you're not right for me.
We live in Trump era, okay? Okay.
Well, that's how you know how much I use Tinder now, so.
You lie on a camel.
I'm on a camel.
You're so cultured.
Super cultured. And then, there you go. That's the last one. Okay. So
he's up against a brick wall in a jean jacket.
Smiling.
You can tell that he like posed. How many pictures did you have to take to get this?
Just like 15.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a good picture. I will give you that. It's a nice lighting. All right.
Yeah. So that last photo is the one I added post breakup. But all those are pretty old. But the thing is like, Instagram rates your most popular photo, and so it sets it up
new.
As your main.
Oh.
So that's the most popular one. Everyone loves that photo. So okay. That's what everyone thinks. And I never dress like that, and I don't have those glasses.
this is all a lie.
But this is the thing. You know exactly what you're working with here, is that you have this funny line where people respond, like, bonus points if you have AC. They'll be like, oh, I have AC. Mm. You know exactly what's up, turn up jams, drunk nostalgia, something that's really important to me. Traveling, the Strokes, and space, time, all that other shit. So you gotta really like these things.
I will say, I do think your bio shows a lot about you, and I think that it's more filled out than most guys that I remember having their bios on Tinder when I was on it, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is post-game. This is post, like, this is exactly who I am, and I wanna vibe with someone that's about that. And then this is like an in photo where people are like, oh, this crazy photo with you in a wig and a bra. Like, what is this? Oh, I just traveled to Thailand to do kickboxing. I was just at this this Ladyboy show, and I went up on stage and I performed. Mm. Oh, he's woke. And he's all about that fitness life.
I mean,
so.
With that Confederate bra, I think you lost some work points.
Thailand's behind the times, okay? And then also, oh, I was in Morocco. I was riding camels in Morocco. You know, no big deal. You know, so that's the prof.
Damn, I'm scared.
Five out of five, fam. What would you say with this?
Would I swipe or not?
Would you swipe right or not on that?
I'd have to really undo a lot that I know about you.
Clean slate. You don't know either.
Would I swipe for you? Ugh.
You would. Yeah, you would.
Shut up.
That delay. You know you would.
Yeah, I've been... Ugh, God. I want to throw up. Sure.
Saw it here, folks.
Anyway.
You heard it here. Oh. She would swipe right on this.
Yeah, but that's because, again, we're talking clean slate. I don't know who you are. I would be the minute that I knew who you are. I don't know. how much I could say today, but...
Excited to see this. Dust the cobwebs off this profile. Let's see what it is.
Oh my goodness. Alright, I think we got
it.
God. Jeez.
Jesus. 5 hours later.
I told you I don't fuck with this shit.
Jesus, finally. Okay, let me see the profile, please.
Let's see if it'll show up. I wonder if it just completely reset because I haven't been on it.
How long has it been?
Since, what, I started dating Jess in 2016.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think it saved anything.
Wow. What?
I don't think it saved anything.
It's just blank. Damn, I totally just forgot about you. Yeah, you got nothing.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I think my Hinge profile.
You got a super like and you don't even have any information. Proves my point exactly.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, we can do my Hinge profile, I guess,
because right.
That's what I got.
All right, finally.
There you go.
Good Lord. All right. Let's
but
see.
I won't have like a bio. There's nothing for you to read. Like,
there's no bio?
No, there's little prompt questions that I got to answer, but there's no bio.
So what's the actual pro? Like, this is what it looks like.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so this is what people are going to see.
Yes.
So the first photo is a down the chesticle photo where you kind of see her boobs. And yeah, she has a very like bad school teacher look going on. All right. Dig it. Two truths and a lie. I was vegan. I've had a snake massage. I hate peanut butter. I've had a snake massage.
You think it's the lie?
No, I was like, I was vegan. I've had a snake. Well, it's LA, so yes, I believe that. you hate peanut butter. I've had a snake massage. Well, a snake massage, I don't even know what that is. It's just so weird.
I had a snake on my body.
Well, I feel like that's weird enough where I believe it, so I feel like you're lying about the peanut butter.
Duh. Like, okay. You see there's a shit ton of peanut butter in my kitchen.
I don't know you. I'm just, like, going off a clean slate.
Oh, you don't know me? We ain't friends?
No, not on this. Okay, and then it's some dog.
And in life.
Wow. I'm happy with a dog filter on. About me, 25, 5'4", Hollywood, spiritual. Cambridge, Massachusetts. You dance with some dude? What is this?
Salsa dancing.
So she's salsa dancing with some dude. Also, chesticles are out in full force. And then...
Because he's dipping me.
Sure. And then massive legs being shown. Okay. Because this wasn't planned. Then the other photo of you and your friend in black and white looking silly together. Very funny. Where to find me at the party? The dance floor, for sure. And then another filter... You know, you're one of the filterers.
That's what? That was
a specific type of lady on the dating apps are called the filters.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm looking for someone who's down to try new things, who loves to have deep conversations, who loves to cuddle.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Yeah, that's how I read it. Down to try new things, who loves to have deep conversations, who loves to cuddle. And I'm on a fire truck. Super nerdy. Okay, this is interesting layout. I never used Hinge before, so.
Yeah. It's all about scrolling down. It forces you to read their shit.
Forces you to read their shit. I see that now. I think you have some good photos. I think you really know what you're working with. I love how you say you don't play the game, yet clearly the photo is you trying to play the game. Full makeup, glasses, tits hanging out, angled down to see the boobs, and
I'm
a little bit of the body.
Saying, like, I don't like calling it a game. Like, I didn't post
But it is. This is a game photo. You're playing the game with this photo. This isn't no conservative, you know, I just came from church photo.
Like, well, no, like, obviously not.
Like, look at me looking sexalicious. Like, this is what that is. So you're playing the damn game. And it's Filter City. What's with the filters?
I don't know. At the time, like, I think I was, like, I had fun with the Snapchat filters.
That's how you know what era you're in.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, this new dog filter that's out.
Yeah.
Snake massage.
I also thought it would be, like, cutesy, you know?
No.
Whatever.
I was just saying, as a guy, it's like, I want to see your face. I want to know what I'm, like, purchasing before I take it off the lot.
Well,
you know?
I mean, there's the first one. Like, how many you, like, how different could my face be
this
just because I put a dog filter?
I'm just saying, the snap, just letting you know, ladies, the Snapchat filters literally do nothing for us besides mask what you actually look like. So, just lose them and embrace who you are. But this is the other bad thing too. You're with another guy, and he's an attractive fellow. You can't do that.
But I'm salsa dancing.
It doesn't matter. I like how you look. You got the chesticles out. You got your legs. You got the thighs and all that. You're looking like all like sexified. But you got another guy there. It's just saying, you got to keep in mind of that. Also, or at least have an unattractive guy.
Oh my God.
That's what like a lot of guys swipe left on. Well, like, why are you gonna take a photo with a dude? This is good. You with your friends joking around. No offense to her, but I think you're more attractive than her. So that was good on you. You're playing the game on that.
Oh, hold on, there's a cricket.
How do you get crickets in your place?
I don't fucking know. It makes me so upset. Damn it! Where'd it go?
Damn, pretty hard to kill, I'm sure. There's currently a cricket in the studio space.
Fuck.
Tisha's currently trying to kill it. Giving you live updates. Well, now you have a cricket living in your home.
Fuck.
Your new roommate. So, yeah, and then you have the fire truck photo, which is, yeah, it's whatever, I guess.
I just figured it'd be fun. Like, you know, I'm out in the world and doing stuff. And I didn't post that picture of my friend as a comparison thing. I did it because we were having fun.
Okay, sure. So this is a solid. This is a solid profile. I like what you're doing. There's certain things you can clean up. But I like the intention. I think I would love more detail. I would love to dig in a little more. I think you're right. I wish you... I kind of just get a little basicness here, to be completely honest.
But there's only so much you can do, like, with how much they give you.
Is this all you can put in there?
So every profile gets different questions. So those are the questions that I got.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that I feel like there's a lot of girls that like to try new things and have deep conversations and cuddle. Like, that's just, like, doesn't...
Well, that's because I try not to be too complex for men. Like, because y'all be out here, like...
This does nothing for me. You want me to, like, care and get to know you and be in love with you and find these, like, connections and stuff? Like, how am I... Everyone loves to cuddle.
That's, well, that's like, because every time... I feel like on my Tinder bio that, like, I would put, like, hey, like, I'm driven, I love to work out, blah, 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 blah. Nothing. And so I was like, all right. I mean, and those are also things that I like, too. Like, it's just, like, I don't think... I feel like at the time it was just, like, I don't want to go so complex to where, like, I feel like this might be too much.
Well, I love to cuddle. Like, I like to eat food. Like, that's, like, of course. But like, why are you on this app?
No, some people don't like to cuddle. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That's, I think, don't you not like to cuddle?
I like to cuddle, but everyone loves to cuddle. That's what I'm saying. It's, like, it's I don't, I'm like, yeah, sure.
I mean, I'll take it. I mean, I'm sure it probably is. This was also like a year and a half ago, and I had a 1.5 year relationship off of it, so I'm not that mad at it.
That's true. I'll give you that. Yeah, you know what? Okay, so this is my thing. If I'm just looking to just like something casual, I'd swipe right on you. If I was looking for a relationship, I'd swipe left.
Okay.
Because it's not specific enough to know who you are. But yet you got your boob pics out, and I'm like, that's an automatic right. Uh-huh. So yeah, that would be the gist of it.
Okay, I'll take it.
But I think we dove in a lot. I think now that you're out there and the dust is swept off. If you want to get back in there,
I mean, I have no desire to
read Eli Vasquez's hostry, hashtag hostry, Life and Times. Of a Tinder matchmaker, I think you might get some value out of that. I really think so. Let me know if you want a copy. I'll sign one for you.
I'm okay.
But yeah, I think it was pretty interesting. We hit on a lot of different topics.
I can't believe you would swipe left on me, motherfucker.
I would swipe left. It's not specific enough. Like, you just like to talk and cuddle, and you have filters on your face. That's like, God. Like 88% of ladies on dating apps. Like, how am I supposed to know? Like, oh, okay, this person stands out. Like, so Daisha is so competitive about this, is that she's so hurt that I would swipe left on her in any regard. She's now looking for other apps, dusting off other cobwebs.
No, it's true. I mean, I could have been really... I mean, I think that I don't want to... I want to acknowledge the fact that there are basic parts about me. Like, there are... Like, I can be complex, but I also, like... You know, every now and then, I feel like being a little basic is fun. So...
Sure.
I will say, I'm being salty right now. I'm mad.
Yeah, she is salty. She is salty. Rejection is hard. That's why. That's where there's the beauty of dating apps. So you don't have to deal with it face on. You can just use the application.
Okay. Well, OkCupid, I got to put more.
Okay, you got OkCupid. Okay, I'll.
OkCupid. This is Copy Meets Bagel.
She's trying again, folks. She's hitting me with another app.
Shut up.
To win my love.
No, I don't want your fucking love.
Let's see. Same booby pic. Same. I'm a naughty school teacher.
Well, yeah, once you got a good pic, what do you take different pictures for each profile?
Yes. Same pic again with the dog filter. Because, same pic again with the saucer.
Yeah, because why not?
Oh, wait, here's your cricket. The cricket's back.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Where'd it go?
It's right there.
Okay.
Should we get like a cup or something?
I need my glasses. Like, hold on. No, I usually
slosh. Very exciting, folks. The cricket is literally next to me. And she's trying her second attempt to kill it.
Okay.
It's ready to hop any second. And it's gone. Why could you do that with the It's okay, let's just knock out this thing and then you could take all night to kill it. Okay, let's hook that back up. Hopefully you didn't break it. Okay.
I'm like, where the fuck are my glasses?
So extra photo, you black and white, thirst trap Instagram wall. I like it. Same photo with the filter. With another guy, this is cute with your friend who's blown out. You can't even see what she looks like. That's a good photo as well. And you got the dog. So fun.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I like this one. It shows a lot of different personalities.
I just feel like using a dog is basic. How does that show more of my personality than...
It doesn't matter. It's evergreen. It'll never not be basic to have a pet in your picture. There's evergreen things you can do. All right, let's see. Spiritual but not religious. Content creator is your occupation. Employer online media company. Ooh, not saying BuzzFeed. I see how it is. I am a dancer. Not professionally, just love to do it. A laugher. I love to laugh. I have good times. Open to meeting all types of people on here. I like salsa and bachata dancing, fitness crazes, cuddling. Again with the cuddling.
I can't get away
from the cuddles. I appreciate when my date has a sense of humor, loves to push my buttons, and can respect my opinions. I push your buttons, Deja. And I do have a sense of humor. And I don't really respect your face.
You don't, so sorry.
Do you have your email on here?
No, I think that's private.
That's just what you see. Yeah. Oh, okay. Icebreakers, I've been vegan, I love Italy, and speaking Italian, I've done 500 kettlebell swings. Oh, I like fitness and travel. You speak Italian?
Yeah.
What?
No. Parlo italiano.
Okay. All right, okay, I get it.
Questa puttana.
Let's see. Basic, that's fine.
What? Che così?
There's some issues here. There's just some blaring issues. I would throw these two photos up first. Well, these last three should be way up here. Lose this dude. Lose this dude. And lose this picture. She just looked like a nerd. But...
Didn't...
But this helps. Honestly, these last three photos are saving you. Because there's the dog and you're with friends. And, okay, cool. Spiritual. I dig that. Content creator. All right.
It's so funny because I remember, so there was one guy I went on a date with. This was off of Tinder. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like to tell people that I worked at BuzzFeed just because I didn't want it. And I also noticed, like, whenever I ran into BuzzFeed guys on, like, dating apps, they would always, like, proudly say that they worked at BuzzFeed. And all the women I would talk to, they were like, yeah, I'm not saying that. And so the guy that I was with, he was like, oh, where do you work? And I was like, oh, you know, I work for, like, a, you know, media ad agency type thing, whatever. And he keeps, like, pressing me about it. And, like, you know, he's like, so what are some of your clients? And I was like, oh, you know, like, we've worked with, like, Purina. And, like, trying to think of, like, random things. And, like, I can tell he's not about to let up on this. And so then finally I have to be like, yeah, you know, like, I work at BuzzFeed. He's like, where do you work, BuzzFeed? He's like, oh, my God. You completely downplayed that. And I was like, yeah, you know.
That's true. I didn't say BuzzFeed in the beginning through the dating apps, and the guys would talk about, like, do you put on the app? Do you not put on the app? All the guys I talked to put on the app.
Yeah.
That's their big selling point. Me, I want you to get to know me, and then I hit you with it on the first date. Like a right hook out of nowhere from Mike Tyson. So it's like, it naturally
comes up. I just don't think it's
up.
That impressive.
You'd be surprised.
I don't feel like you're with me for me. You're with me because...
No. What I've learned through that experience as far as like a man-woman dynamic is that women feel more comfortable because I work at a place that is respectable, known. And also I'm in videos that they can lurk on because they know I'm a real person.
Oh, okay. So I guess I can see that.
That has helped me out a lot where it's like, I just know who you are and I know where you work in case you try to kill me.
It's like, oh, this guy is... I mean, now when you say it like that, I didn't have my women senses on. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to feel more comfortable. You know what? Okay, I would swipe right on this. You should also smile on this photo, by the way, because you look a little creepy. But
no, I like bad... I mean, I'm realizing that this is more about me than me about me getting somebody. I was like, I like bad bitch faces, but I'm like, I'm sure there are dudes that... Like, I've gotten dates off of that, too, so...
I'm like, are you okay? Like, I don't know. No. Kill me in my sleep. But anyway... I would swipe right. The only reason why I would not swipe right is just for the sake that you are so big into dancing and I don't like dancing. But other than that, I would. Because I'd be like, oh, we're not going to mesh because I don't like to dance. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd just be dragging me out. So it's like, that's what it'd be.
But and I respect that.
But other than that, Daisha, I would swipe right on your profile. You have a lot of good photos.
No, are you just saying this now because I'm salty?
No, I would. You got some good photos. Like I said, it's not perfect. You need to lose some of these. But it's overall to the point where, yes, you would be a right swipe of the game, if you will. But, I would go see the dancing and be like, oh, no, we probably wouldn't mesh. But finally, Daisha got a right swipe. We all can be happy. We all can go through those things. But I don't know what the final message is with this. Just keep swiping and hope for the best.
I mean, I think that, I guess, it's so interesting now talking about it. I was like, I think that when I was like posting my pictures, I kind of feel like I heard about the things that you should do, but I feel like a lot of what I was posting was more so what I liked, and I wasn't necessarily thinking about what would get me a guy. So, I will say that even I honestly don't even know how to handle dating apps. I don't really care. That's why I'm not back on it again. So, yeah.
I think we shouldn't put too much pressure on dating apps. I feel like People say, oh my God, that's so wild that you guys matched. And I'm like, but what also is wild is meeting someone at a bar and actually clicking with them. I mean, there is this random variable of chance being with someone at the same time and just saying hi versus the random variable chance of landing on the same match cards and swiping right and have it be a match. So it's like, it's a game of chance no matter what to meet someone, I feel, no matter what area you're in, if it's in real life, if it's online, but just like in real life, this person could be any type of person. So it's like, you know, I think it's just another tool for that, but also it can get, it I don't know, it's hard. I would say just kind of use it as a tool. Like, just don't make it your main, but just like see it as like...
It's supplemental.
Something. It's supplemental, yeah. Like, I don't know. And it's really nice tool to use after, like, a bad breakup or something. And it's like, I'm just going to swipe up a storm. And
I don't know. I just don't miss it. Like, especially going through all of that and, like, that stress of, like, oh, my gosh, like, what do my pictures say about me? And, oh, is my profile a little basic? Like, I'm just kind of, I don't care. Like, and I honestly think I'm personally just preoccupied with other shit that I'm doing in my life. So that's why I don't care.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, do as you wish. I do think that the picture suggestions that you gave for guys, like, I definitely, even when he, like, as he was saying it, I was like, So, you know, but I wouldn't take too much stock in it. Like, I would do whatever makes you feel comfortable. Like I said, Eli said that he wouldn't swipe for the profile that I got a 1.5-year relationship on. So, you know.
There you go. That's exactly it. But yeah, just try not to get addicted and have fun with it. And I think it's just insane that we live in an era where that's a thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know. Have fun. Look at this. I just got a message. And I don't even have a profile.
That's how sad it
is.
That's how sad it is for men on dating apps. Well, thank you so much for listening to Real Talk Love Therapy. We'll catch you next week.
Adios.